Good morning. Welcome to the house of the Lord on this Sunday morning as we gather to worship together in the unity and the spirit of the faith. We thank you for gathering together with us, and if you are visiting, there should be little cards in the pews in front of you that you could fill out and put in the offering plate that we can follow up with you later. The altar flowers, vase of flowers on the altar itself is honor of the 60th wedding anniversary of Bill and Judy Barnhart, who celebrate that this Thursday, August 31st. So congratulations to the two of you. Please note the announcements on page 6, especially noting that office coverage that Allie Walker is going to have her tonsils removed this week, and Jocelyn's going to be out on Tuesday for that and then staying home with her and working from home. So you may want to check in with the office to see if there's anybody there, because my schedule's kind of different this week too. So be aware of that. And Back Bay Mission is the mission of the month for August, but we're getting ahead of the game for September, and I invite Dan Light to come forward and talk about that mission a month.
Good morning. I'm on the mission committee, and I'm here to tell you about the mission of the month for September. The mission of the month for September will be Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission. You will have the opportunity to participate personally in missions during September. During the month, we will be collecting items for the mission, and here's the list that they've given me. They're asking for gently used blankets and sheets, particularly the twin size sheets. They're asking for towels and washcloths. They're asking for cleaning supplies, liquids, sponges, gently used winter coats for men, women, and children, and lastly, clothing for infants and toddlers. The collection will culminate on the last Sunday of the month, which is September 24th. Someone from the mission will come to tell us of the difference that our contribution will make, and they will be taking our items to Toledo. And I thank you in advance for the blessing that we will receive.
Thank you. Our opening scripture is found in the book of Matthew, chapter 16, reading from the 13th through the 20th verses. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, Who do people say that the Son of Man is? They replied, Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But what about you? He asked. Who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he warned his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Christ. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for all the many, many wonderful blessings that you have given to us. Thank you for salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for bearing the burden of our sins. Please guide us with your Holy Spirit to do your will. Please help us to glorify and enjoy you in our worship this morning and throughout this coming week. Help us to listen and absorb your word into our hearts and souls. Especially help us to listen to the instructions that you gave to the Thessalonians through your mouthpiece, Paul, and apply these instructions in our day-to-day lives. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. Please stand if you are able, and let us sing our hymns of praise. The first hymn of praise is Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. It is hymn number one in your red hymnal for those of you who wish to follow along there. And then we will sing immediately following Joyful, Joyful. We will sing, O Worship the King. And it is found, it is hymn number 10 in your red hymnal. So let us sing Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee.
Oh,
As friends in Christ, I invite you to share the peace of Jesus Christ with one another. Oh, sorry. I got wrapped up in responding to a text. Children, will you come forward and join me on the steps for the children's message? I didn't text him. Morning. Oh. You guys got cell phones? You do? How often do you use it? Not that often?
Well, guess what? My mom, we seen a commercial that irritates my mom and dad that a teenager never gets off its phone.
Okay, I'll get back with you in a minute. You mean like that? I never got off my phone?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Just keeps on messing with it and never stops.
So, cell phones. I got in trouble this morning because I texted during 8 o'clock service. Service had started, and I'm obviously using my cell phone as a prop for children's message. And so when I looked, I had a text message from a church member needing to tell me something, and I had to respond after the children's message was over. Why are you texting in church? Who's in charge of that? When I was a kid, long, long time ago, these weren't even invented. Oh, can you imagine that? But, yeah, I'll answer that. But a cell phone, it is amazing. I was trying to count how many different texts I got yesterday and how many different phone calls I got yesterday. Some from my siblings, some from people in the church, some friends. I mean, I get stuff like most all of you. As you grow, Lainey, you'll get more, okay? It's amazing how, yes, that commercial, we can be on this phone all of the time.
And you can record.
And you can record, yep.
Like recording a train.
Recording a train so you can play that at night to go to sleep to. Ryan's in love with trains these days. I learned that in Sunday school. But cell phones, they're an amazing tool. We can stay connected. I mean, I have the closest brother or sister to me where they live, they're 2.5 hours away. The one's 10 hours away. But we text back and forth and we call all the time. A long way. Another state. This phone keeps us connected. Now, as we think about our reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, I'm going to have you memorize that verse right now. Think you can do that? I'm not only going to have you memorize it forward, I'm going to have you memorize it backwards. Okay? You ready for it? Pray continually. That's the verse. Can you say that? Pray continually. You got to say it out loud. Pray continually. Can you say that backwards? Continually pray. You got it down already. Pray continually. Just like we as humans use these cell phones to stay connected to family and friends.
And set timers.
And set timers. Yes. It's just like we can use this to stay close to family and friends, praying continually keeps us close to God. Now, I miss lots of texts and calls till a while later, but this always can take messages and it keeps it there. God is listening all of the time. He never misses a prayer that we offer. And it can be a prayer that we offer and they offer and people offer at other churches or around the world. God hears them all. And he wants us to do what? Pray continually, continually pray. When we have something that's bothering us, when the first day of school,
annoying flies.
That is nothing I've ever prayed to God about for. But I have asked God the question why he created annoying flies. And you know what he said?
What?
He needed to feed the fish. But we can pray continually. Whatever is bothering us, whatever is worrying us, we can share that with God and know that he hears and he gives us peace. Okay? So anytime you pick up a phone, whether you have one or you use your parents, when you pick up a phone, think about that and remember to pray continually and continually pray. How about we pray right now? God, we thank you for these children. We pray your blessing upon them. Help them to grow in faith and to know that they can pray continually and continually pray to you. In Christ's name, amen. Thanks. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Lord God, we thank you for sending Jesus to be our Lord, to be our Savior, to be our teacher, to be our friend. We thank you for the ways that your Spirit has gathered us together and connected us in, for this time of worship, this time of praise, time of thanksgiving, time of growth, time of peace, time of rest, and a time to share with you and a time to hear from you. We thank you for the wonder of prayer. We thank you for the words of Paul that we've been covering these last several weeks through his letter, the first letter to the Thessalonians. We thank you for the very practical instructions that we're going to read and consider this day. Instructions that we need to live each and every day. We can do that only through faith in Christ as Lord and Savior, in knowing the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for listening to us. We thank you for answering our prayers as you deem best, in the time that you deem best. Lord, help us to grow in faith and help us to grow in patience and endurance, that we will worship with joy each and every time of our life. Even though there are trials and struggles and deep hurts and wounds on this earth, we know that you are constantly with us, helping us to look for the good in all. We thank you for the growth that we experience. We pray your blessing upon the congregation as we continue to go through a time of transition, as we look for staff, as we think about the building project coming up. Lord, we thank you for your resources. We thank you for your guidance and your wisdom. And we pray that we would just continue to trust in you. Gather together to worship you and your Son, Jesus Christ. Hear us as we unite in the prayer of our Lord. Praying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our sermon hymn this morning is found on page number 92. It is Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. Would you please stand for the sermon hymn?
Love Divine.